high from the graffiti-strewn streets of New York City. It's Michael Fronte of Spearhead on Dusty Wright's Culture Catch.
Joining me today on the Culture Catch is the very switched on Michael Fronte from Spearhead. Michael, true or false, George Bush didn't have a passport when voted into office?
I think that's true.
It is.
I think that is true, and that's kind of why we're here tonight. Not only did George Bush not have a passport, but to this day, 70% of our congresspeople, those who we have assigned the task of setting our foreign policy, have yet to leave the country. I mean, 70% have passports, 30% have yet to leave the country. So tonight's event is about passport awareness, and we're encouraging people to do that.
You know, it's a pretty scary thought when you have leaders. Well, I can even say my brother has never left the country to see where my relatives are from. My own immediate family, and my parents have. Is it apathy from people in general? They don't care about life. You know, I think if people saw how the rest of the world lived, it would change the reality drastically.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know all the reasons why people don't, but I know that the reasons that we should are many. You know, when we go out and we see and experience other cultures, we see America from the outside. We see America for both the beautiful nation that it is, but also for some of the things that we do to other places that are short-sighted, or single-sighted, tunnel vision, really just preserving our own interests and not preserving the interests of the whole planet. And I think that that's the main reason why I'm encouraging people to leave, to go outside the country, and be better diplomats than an M16 or a or a corporate oil baron, you know.
Or a corporate guy that gets to rebuild a nation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why can't those people rebuild their nation?
Yeah.
You know, why can't the locals rebuild New Orleans?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. I was in Iraq last year, and that's what people said to me. They said, you know, after the first Gulf War, we not only didn't have help from other nations, but we had sanctions against us, and we were able to rebuild Iraq. So we don't really need all these other corporations coming in and profiteering off of our misery.
Right. How does that affect you doing a tour like this, your songwriting? Because I know that you utilize a lot of what you live for your songwriting.
Well, especially on a night like tonight, you know, I'm collaborating with a lot of people that I never met before, never even heard their music. And we get together and we say, let's do something. Let's try something out. And already, you know, I was jamming upstairs with Yung Chen, who's from Tibet. And I already feel like, man, I'd love to just get her on my album and get together in the studio and come up with something. So doing something like this affects me, and not in a sense of like, well, I'm going to write a certain thing in a certain way or a certain subject, but it opens me up to new ideas of collaboration and working with different styles of music.
What's harder for you, the melody or the lyric?
Well, melodies flow pretty easily for me, but I spend a lot of time honing in on exactly the right words, because I want to be very clear about what I'm saying, and I want it to be eloquent, but I also want it to be elegant. I don't want it to sound clumsy. I want it to sound like someone just speaking off the top of their head.
Across the sky, and sometimes I wanna cry. Most people try to aim to please, but a lot of them are kinda weak in the knees. Learning late about the birds and the bees, falling in love and wanna be set free. Playing ball at the age of 13, Everybody's going up with the dream. I never noticed what could happen to me. Time flies when you walk in the streets. 1 minute got you holding the names. The next minute got you falling your faces. Mean City is a nasty place. Only a rat can win a rat race. Peace to the people who be falling away to make it home today. Peace to the people who be trying to find some kind of life. Sometimes I feel like I could do anything, and sometimes I'm so alive, so alive. Sometimes I feel like I could zoom across the sky, and sometimes I wanna cry. Let love never stop now. Yeah. My love will never stop now. Let love never stop now. My love will always shine. Sound body, sound of mind. Sound of the rhythm, sound of the rhyme. Somebody marching all of the time. Biggest mistakes are the humanist kind. Judge not, lest you be judged. The courtroom or the billy club. Blood bubbling thicker than mud, y'all. The heartbeat, rubber dub dub. Show love and love who you know. Family, wherever you go. Tokyo to Acapulco. Bravissimo, magnifico. Peace to the people who be losing their head. Peace to the people who be needing a bed. Love to the people who be feeling alone. Spreading love upon the microphone. I hope to the people who be feeling down. Smile to the people who be wearing a frown. And faith to the people who be seeking the truth, y'all. All of the time. And I say, sometimes I feel like I could do anything. And sometimes I'm so alive, so alive. Sometimes I feel like I could zoom across the sky, and sometimes I wanna cry. Yeah. And I'm gonna be there for you, be there for you. Nah, just some of the time, every single time, every single time, every single way.
Your entree, even going back before the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopercy, the Beaten Eggs.
Yeah.
What was that experience like, man, you know, as someone who was looking at rap in a much different place?
Yeah. Well, we were coming at it from, we were a junkyard band, you know, we were just in a yard like this, and we had a bunch of pieces of metal, and we didn't have a place to rehearse, so we just started rhyming on top of those bits of metal. And then we started using grinders and buzz saws and stuff to shoot sparks over the audience. And we signed to Alternative Tentacles label, which is the Dead Kennedys label, is a punk label, but we were not a punk band. We didn't even have a guitarist in the band. And then I traveled around and through that, I kind of, had that punk spirit, that DIY attitude, you know, and that really became how I approached all my music. You know, I think rap music is very different today in that people won't do it because they want to get rich and retire. I got into music because I wanted to make music till I was 85 years old.
You're an artist first.
Yeah, so I'm constantly looking for ways to expand what I do, you know, and find new inspiration.
How do you break through to the, you know, the guy who's starting out, the kid on the street, the woman on the street who looks at the negative aspects of music, mm-hmm. not just hip-hop, because I think hip-hop gets singled out a lot, and that's not fair. But, I mean, how do you say, man, don't worry about being a pop icon. Mm-hmm. Think about it like you do as an artist. Let's approach it like there may be lean years, but as an artist, you feed your soul.
Well, I think that, you know, it all depends on what your priorities are, you know. And if somebody does want to make money, I say to them, first of all, there's a lot easier ways to make money. There's a lot of easier ways to make a lot of money too.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, if you are in it to make money, then you have to be, you know, really studied of those who have done it before you. And if you're in it because you want to enrich your life and the lives of other people, then like you said, sometimes you have to, you know, stick to your guns, you know, and but also just be very clear about what you want and set goals for yourself. Say, this is what I'm trying to achieve. It doesn't mean that you have to starve. It doesn't mean that you have to be so obscure that nobody cares. It just means you have to be thoughtful about what you want and stay positive and say, I'm going to do it.
Conviction, I think, that's right, man. Conviction is a big part of it. I think kids tossing the towel, or maybe the peer pressure, the parents say, what are you wasting your time for, man? You know, any art. I mean, sometimes you look at the art scene in America and you say, people look for the quick fix as opposed to the career in it.
Man. I always say that we try to find ways to serve and to thrive. And I even created this word, survive, which is to serve and to thrive. And that's what we want. We want to serve our community. We want to serve the planet. But we also want to find a way that within that we can thrive, you know. And that's kind of the goal. And I think that, you know, if you keep that in balance and you say, you know, these are my, you know, this is my moral code that's going to guide me through what I do in music, then ultimately you'll find that balance.
Music. Hey, we got a happening soundtrack.
Got a beat going.
I don't know if we'll have the licensing on that, but we'll do our best. I'll let this guy just blow by. Although I could go for one.
I was going to stop him and get some ice cream.
Mr. Softy, man. There's apparently some bootleg Mr. Softy guys out there.
Oh, yeah?
And there's like a turf war now. There's an ice cream turf war. And the guy's like, they're using the song.
Give me a Mr. Softy.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's great. Good thing about the 58 is directional, man. We love it. Knocks everything else out. Influences musically.
And my influences, they just come every day. You know, today, like I said, I'm playing with Moroccan musicians and a Tibetan musician, a Puerto Rican singer, someone from Israel. And so every time I'm exposed to new music, I take part of it into me, you know. Well, you need some money?
I want ice cream.
No, I want some ice cream.
Well, he could do that too.
Michael.
Are you going to get the swirl? Or are you get the sprinkles?
Yeah, swirl.
I'll take a vanilla.
Swirl.
You're chilling out on a Sunday morning. What's on the stereo?
Well, usually... this Sunday it was Zap Mama. I was listening to Zap Mama on the stereo. But Sunday morning in my house is usually a time when we play music.
Nice.
So I have my guitars and I have a bunch of hand drums in the house, and we have people come over and we just have a little bit of a jam, you know.
So, that's very nice. Creating your own mood, man.
Fall down, I need a helping hand. When I lose my head, it's 'cause it's buried in the sand. When I get stuck on myself, feeling sorry for myself, will you help me grab a hold and please don't patronize my soul? When I start to lose control, when I get irrational, when I start to get too high, you see me come floating by. Touch me in the morning sun when I feel impossible. Show me what is possible. Teach me love invincible. Touch me in the morning sun when I feel impossible. Show me what is possible. Teach me love invincible. Yeah, love invincible. When you're down, you need a helping hand. When you lose your head, wash with sand. When you get stuck on yourself, feeling sorry for yourself, I will help you grab a hold and I won't patronize your soul. When you start to lose control, when you get irrational, when you start to get too high, I see you come floating by. I say, touch me in the morning sun when I feel impossible. Show me what is possible.
of invincible. Touch me in the morning sun when I feel impossible. Show me what is possible. Teach me love invincible. Come on now. 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 Show me that you feel me. Show me that you feel it. Always buried in the sand. And when we get stuck on ourselves, feeling sorry for ourselves, will you help us grab a hold? And please don't patronize our souls. When we start to lose control, when we get irrational, when we start to get too high, you see us come floating by. I say, touch us with the morning sun when we feel impossible. Show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun when we feel impossible. Show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun when we feel impossible. Show us what is possible. Teach us love invincible. Touch us with the morning sun. With the morning sun in the morning. Come on now. Love invincible, yeah. Love is invincible. Love is invincible.
What song do you wish you'd wrote?
I wish I wrote Sun is Shining by Bob Marley.
Ooh.
And there's this other song called Trouble by this guy named Ray LaMontagne. He's a
I
new
love
artist.
Ray. New guy.
Yeah.
Is,
I love
is
that
he
song,
a New Orleans
Trouble.
Dude? Is he from New Orleans?
No, I think he's from Maine or someplace.
Oh, really?
Up there.
Why did I think he had a New Orleans thing? That's
yeah,
a nice
but
song.
But I love that song, and I sing that song a lot, and I think, man, this is a wicked tune. I wish I... Chocolate dip! Dip it in the... Yeah! There you go.
That is actually...
Yeah.
Ray's song made my iPod. That's when a song is pod-worthy,
yeah.
It's got to be on the iPod,
definitely.
Man.
She won't let me go.
What spearhead tunes are pod worthy? I mean, I love the Front Porch record. I love your hip hop stuff, but that record gave me the goosebumps. Yeah. When I heard you strip down like that, I said, is this Terry Collier? Is this Gil Scott doing acoustic?
Yeah. That's actually what we're doing next. Is we just finished, we're finishing a loud rockin' spearhead record, but we're starting on an acoustic album right away.
I see you have your guitar here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this brand. Tell me about this. It's a gorgeous, first of all, I'm a guitar free.
This one's Cole Clark.
Who's Cole Clark? Who's Cole?
Cole, it's Cole and Clark. I'm from Australia. There's this company called Maiton. I went down to Australia a few years ago and picked up one of their guitars, and that's what I play. That's my main guitar. But two of the guys who used to design guitars for Maiton, one Mr. Cole and one Mr. Clark, split off, and they started their company, Cole Clark. And I like the way this one, I like the way this one sounds better when I play it live on stage, but my main guitar, my old Maiton, is the one that feels better to me, so that's the one I play most
that's
of the time.
The record.
That's what's on the record.
On the record. What's in store for next year? You got the record coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Touring, are you going to do like a proper spearhead tour?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Come back through the East Coast. I'm surprised you're not an East Coast guy. Did you ever do some time in New York?
I'm all coast.
You're all coast. You're global. Well, you're global now, man.
Yeah. I mean. I've spent a good part of a year in Brooklyn. And I loved it. And I love coming out here.
Yeah.
But I'm a Bay Area kid. That's where my heart is, my home, my family, everything. So I live in San Francisco. And this year we're going to be touring a lot. We have a film that's coming out this fall. It's called I Know I'm Not Alone. It's about my time in Iraq and Israel and Palestine. And I just played music on the street for people and then asked them about what's your life like living in this war zone. And then we have a new album called Yell Fire. It's the Spearhead album. And a new acoustic album called Cool Water.
Tell me about the experience of playing on the street in these countries. What was the most humbling thing?
The most humbling thing is just the sense of fear that you have when you're walking down the street. Like, you're on a street like this, and you never know when something is going to blow up or when someone's going to come around the corner and start shooting. You never know when the crowd of people that you're playing music for might suddenly turn against you, And luckily, it never happened, We heard gunshots and we heard bombs going off every day and every night, but we never had any animosity towards us as foreigners visiting Iraq.
Did you feel a hostility towards Americans?
Yeah. Not towards Americans, but toward the U.S. government.
Not the average person like you,
no.
who's there, who's has the empathy.
No, they said, we're glad Saddam is gone, but now we want our country, and we're tired of having soldiers barge into our homes, and we thought this was a war to get rid of Saddam, not a war against the people of Iraq, and now it's turned into that, and that's where this insurgency is. They're the Minutemen. It's like us kicking the British out, and we they're viewed by us as terrorists,
Now, I've not been there, but and you try to piece together the truth.
Yeah.
It's always easier when you're there because you get it from the people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they were more suited? Do they want the theocracy? Do they want a real fundamental thing because they got use? Or is that just the different tribes all vying for power?
There's some people who are vying for power. But you have different ethnic groups. You have the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites.
Right.
And the Sunnis are more open, the Kurds are a little more open, and the Shiites are more fundamentalist. And within each of those groups, you have a wide spectrum of doctrines as well. But people want Iraq to be an open country. I mean, when you talk to people on the street, they say they're glad that the tyranny of Saddam is over. and they hope that it doesn't happen again.
Musically, how rich was it? Did you find subtleties in each?
I found everything from traditional music to heavy metal to hip-hop. And one of the best experiences I had was going underground into this basement with this band called the Black Scorpions. And they have no, you know, there's no electric power really in Baghdad, so they have to run a generator in the basement. So they got this diesel generator going, these little tiny amps that are just patched together. They use phone wire for guitar strings, and they play this heavy metal over the din of the generator with the exhaust of the generator in the basement. And that's dedication.
That's serious. How about the fundamental music? Some of the religious music is incredible.
Religious music is amazing when you're just there and you hear just the mosques, you know, several times a day you hear the echoing of the mosques, of these little tinny loudspeakers, this beautiful voice echoing over the whole city. And then the traditional music with the oud that they play, and they played in cafes and hand drums. It's amazing.
How would you like to be remembered?
With fondness. I hope people remember me with fondness and say, you know, you made us smile, you made us laugh, you made us dance, you made us think. And when called upon to serve, he was a generous servant. And that's it, a generous servant.
I like that. Michael, thank you very much for being on the Culture Catch. Continued success in all of your endeavors, man.
Thank you.
Starvation is a creation of the devil, the rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow, bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert, dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd, scratch my itch like a needle on the record, full of life like a man gone to Mecca, sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low, but I'm like a lion roaring. Baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning, morning, morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom, bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom, bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom, bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom, bop, but tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I'll give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and your underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system. To legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them to read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. But can I hear it once again? Boom bop. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Ah ha. Well, you saw the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human. You see why 2K and 2 is a moment in time we find that we can open up a heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns are still smoking. Cartwrights out on the Ponderosa, or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to hear the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas, steam your body in a stereo sauna, sauna, comma. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom, bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom, bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom, bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom, bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom, bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom, bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom, bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom, bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Ha 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 ha. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human.
You've been listening to an interview with Michael Fronte of Spearhead. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Final Draft, the industry standard script writing software. Check them out at finaldraft.com. And our new sponsor, WebHSP, for all your web hosting needs. It's webhsp.com. This is Dusty Wright for The Culture Catch. Converge is the word.